Manuscript Releases, Volume 20, Mr. Number 1451. A Visit to Monterey, Advice on Family Matters, Audio. We arrived here safe the same evening we left home. A part of the road was very rough, and where it was sandy it was as good as it ever was. But the journey nearly used me up. James stood it well and attended meeting the same evening. Preached twice yesterday. We meant to stop at Otsego, but we feared a storm. The next day we expected to stop at the D's Days, but they had all left for the meeting, so we did not stop anywhere until we arrived at Monterey. At noon we stopped in the old spot to feed the horses and to eat our lunch. Sabbath morning I was lame and sick with cold. Sister Jones packed me, and I felt better and went to meeting. There is quite an interest here, but Brother Lay is waiting for this letter and I must draw to a close. Lucinda, I forgot to tell you when at home not to sew. You can't do the housework and run the machine without overdoing, and just let the things go. They will none of them suffer till I get home. Don't try to do too much, I beg of you. Take good care of the children. Help them all you can to watch. Encourage them and lead them along. I think more of this than all the work you can do. Just let Sister Hewitt have the boys' pants, if they really need them, to take home and make. Don't tax your strength too much, but care above all things for the eternal interest of my boys. I left some lozenges and a napkin upstairs on the table. I want them much. Please send them. And if the boys have eaten any of them, please look in that black trunk and get a few more and put up for me. They are in a black tin trunk of mine. Please send my boots and my cape and Willie's little sack that you colored for Frankie Jones. I will write the boys and all of you when I have time. Love to them, Lucia, and William, and yourself.